You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. An American winning the equivalent of Japan's Pulitzer Prize for poetry he wrote in Japanese. That's exactly what Jeffrey Engels has accomplished, as he was honored recently with the prestigious Yomiuri Prize for Literature in Poetry. It's the first time an American has won this Japanese poetry prize. Jeffrey Engels is a professor of world languages and literatures at Western Michigan University. Winning this prize caps a lifetime of interest in the Japanese language, interest that dates back to his very first trip to Japan when he was just 15. Jeffrey Engels, welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. I'm really happy to be speaking to you today.
Tell us about the book of poetry that won this very prestigious prize.
Well, first of all, I should say that this was an incredible surprise when this happened. This is my first book of poetry. I started writing poetry in Japanese around the year 2010. As a professor, I studied Japanese literature, and I'd always been interested in Japanese poetry. I'm a passionate reader of poetry in English as well. So at a certain point, after studying Japanese poetry for a long time, after translating a lot of Japanese poetry, I decided to see if I could write it myself. And to my surprise, it worked out.
They clearly liked it. And I know the title of the book translates to My International Dateline, and I will let you tell me what that is in Japanese.
In Japanese, it's Watashi no Hizuke Henkousen.
And what are the themes that you explore in this book, Jeffrey?
So I started writing the book when I was living in Japan in 2009, 2010, 2011. You know, I'd spent a lifetime going back and forth between the Midwest and Japan, especially going back and forth, yearly, a couple of times a year after becoming a professor here at Western Michigan University. So I wrote a lot about the experience of that sense of dislocation that happens when you're kind of have one foot in one culture here and one foot in one culture there. That's a major theme of a couple of the poems.
And I'm going to say, as I read the English translations of your poems, anyone who has that feeling, for me it is Ireland. I married a man from Ireland. We have a cottage in Ireland. We have all of our family is in Ireland. Uh-huh. And I know what you mean about having one foot on either side of an ocean.
Yeah.
And so it's very relatable no matter what that other land is that you have kind of has taken a piece of your heart.
Oh, good. I'm really glad to hear that. There is a funny sensation that sort of happens when you do feel connected to two places. When I'm in Japan, I don't feel like I have the newest information about what's happening in America with my friends and so on. And when I'm in Japan, you know, exactly the same thing. It almost doesn't matter if we have Facebook and Twitter and that sort of thing. There's still a certain way that being in a place affects you much more than, you know, just connecting to them through the net.
Well, to that point, I'm going to ask if you'd be kind enough to read us the poem titled Time Difference, and we'd love to hear you do it in Japanese and in English.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Jisa, watashi no asa wa anata no yoru, anata no akebono wa watashi no tasogare. Heiko shiteru ga setten wa nai. Onaji chikyu ni sunde itte mo onaji taiyo o miru koto wa nai. Time difference. My morning is your night. Your dawn is my twilight. We move in parallel, yet we never intersect. We inhabit the same earth, yet never see the same sun. Voices alone cross the barrier of time. We turn into electromagnetic waves, losing all touch, scent, and taste. As we rush along thin filaments, my questions return to the past. Your answers fly into the future. Time only proceeds for me. My tomorrow is your yesterday. No, the day before last. No, an entire week ago. Stop the clock, but time doesn't halt. The year ends and a new one begins. Your voice grows weaker until finally it is gone. Left alone, I yearn for you, who remain eternally young as I push forward in the direction where death lies hiding in wait. Zenpo ni tsuki susumu shika nai. Machi fusete iru shi e mukatte.
That is Jeffrey Engels, who's a professor at Western Michigan University, whose book of Japanese poetry has just won the prestigious Yomiuri Prize in Japan for Literature and Poetry. He's the first American to win that poetry prize. And I'm wondering, what kind of response have you gotten from people in Japan with your book and with the fact that here you are, a professor from Michigan winning this prestigious Japanese award?
People were surprised, I think. There was a lot of interest in my book because of, you know, it wasn't just the ordinary Japanese poets that they were expecting. My book apparently sold out its first printing quite quickly. And a friend of mine who's recently in Japan told me that he went all over the place and to bookstore after bookstore, and they told him, oh, no, sorry, we just sold our last copy. So it's a wonderful thing to happen.
What is it about writing in Japanese that you really most enjoy?
Writing in Japanese is strangely liberating in some ways because I don't feel like I necessarily have to be beholden to my own kind of preconceived notions of how the language should sound. So I've been able to experiment a little bit in Japanese, and that's been great fun.
Jeffrey, what was it about that first trip to Japan, you were only 15, that so grabbed your heart and mind to the point where this really is your life's work?
Oh, goodness. So when I was 15, you know, I grew up in Ohio. I really hadn't been too much outside of the Midwest. I'd only been to the Atlantic Ocean once. I had seen mountains only a few times in my life. So when I was 15, I went to a small fishing town in western Japan, a place called Shimonoseki, a place where the mountains just rise directly out of the sea. And so here I was in this really unfamiliar and exciting landscape, surrounded by things that were in some ways very familiar, but were all just different enough that I felt like I was seeing everything for the first time. So I decided, oh my gosh, I have to learn this language. I have to do this. I have to master it. So I started learning Japanese and worked really hard. And here I am all these 30 years later.
Finally, what adjectives would you use to try to explain what the Japanese culture is like to us sitting here in Michigan listening to you?
Oh, goodness. That's surprisingly hard to sum up in just a few words. But one of the things that I'd like to stress to listeners is that all cultures are made up of people, and people are all individuals. We all feel the same kinds of concerns, the same kinds of anxieties. So once we begin to kind of sit down and talk to people at the individual level, questions of culture begin to kind of fall away as we begin to see people as individuals. So, you know, that being the case, when I interacted with people, and one of the big discoveries that I had when I was 15 years old in Japan was that people were just like me. And yes, there were differences in cultures and the way that people express themselves. People tend to be a little bit more reserved. They tend to be a little bit shyer about sharing personal information and so on. But once we, you know, kind of crossed those surface level boundaries, people were the same.
Jeffrey Engels is a professor of Japanese literature and translation at Western Michigan University and the 2017 winner of the Yomiuri Prize for Literature in Poetry, the first American to win that Japanese poetry prize for the book. The title is My International Dateline, and Jeffrey, once again in Japanese, that is?
Watashi no Hizuke Henkousen.
Congratulations, and thank you for being with us on Stateside.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.